One of the most disappointing trends of the last decade has to do with subscription services. Remember how we used to pay cash and then we would own, like, the software on our computers? But you know, you can't buy Microsoft Office or Pro Tools recording software or anything from Adobe today. Instead, you have to rent the right to use their software each and every month. And now Peloton is now making this almost a hostage situation. First, in spite of all of the TV ads, a Peloton treadmill pulled a child underneath it back in May. Tragically, the child died. It's actually a really poor design for a treadmill. In fact, there are loads of reports of other pets and even adults being seriously injured by their Peloton treadmill. Every time I see one of their ads on TV with a trainer screaming out, "Yeah, Peloton, you did that," I don't see a user's ripped body. I see a body underneath the machine ripped. Well, their Tread Plus machine is $4,300. And Peloton said the fix to make sure nobody else gets hurt is now, well, you have to pay them $39 a month for a membership, or you're going to brick your machine or keep it from working. That's right. You can't use it unless if you pay Peloton more money. And that's the danger of everything being connected online. If the manufacturer wants to hold you hostage, even if what they're holding you hostage for is their poor design, all they have to do is say, "Now, if you don't pay me this amount per month, your $4,000 machine no longer works." And that's extortion, pure and simple. Yeah, you did that, Peloton. One last point. Peloton said they will come and get your machine and give you all your money back. But that's not really convenient for the point either.